All right, thank you. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2024. My name is Craig Call. I'm the Land Use Hearing Officer for the City of Highland. And we're here with one item on the agenda. It's a variance request by Shane and Alicia Westra. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
So this is not meant to be more formal than it needs to be. Let me just first of all introduce myself as someone who's an attorney with some experience in land use matters. And my job is to hear this and make a decision based on the way a court would rule, for example, if a court were hearing the case, or that in a manner that under Utah law the court could uphold a decision. So the code requires me to do this in what we call a quasi-judicial manner, which means it's meant to be a little more formal than a conversation. I've had no information about this issue except for the materials that were provided. I have a variance request application. I have a summary that was prepared by the Westras in response to the application. Well done, by the way. I'm quite impressed by the quality of this. And I also have a plat map. Also, in full disclosure, need to mention that I did drive by the property this morning before the hearing, so I do at least have a sense of the lay of the land. Other than that, I have no information about it, and I'm basically interested in trying to decide whether or not the variance is appropriate. So the burden to prove that it's appropriate is on the applicant. And let me turn the time over to you, Mr. and Mrs. Westra, to explain anything that's not included in the packet. I have everything that's here, so I don't think there's any reason to repeat it. It is very well done. Thanks. So please say what you'd like to say.
Yeah, I think our intent was to be comprehensive, just so everyone had the information ahead of time. I don't know that there's much more that we need to state beyond what's been written, other than we appreciate the time to hear us out and
okay.
Consider the application.
That's fine. If there's any questions, we could come back. From the city, does the city have a position on this, a recommendation, or other information to provide?
In terms of information, I just wanted to make it clear what the exact code was we're seeking the variance on. It's Highland Development Code.
By the way, this is Rob Patterson.
Rob Patterson, city attorney and planner. I get to wear two hats now. Highland Development Code 3-612, and then subsection 3A, Romanet 2. And that code reads, a fence shall be set back a minimum of 14 feet from the back of curb on all sides that abut a street. The setback may be reduced to be on the property line if the fence is 66% open and at least 6 feet from the back of curb. So that's the code that, as the Westras explained in their application, says you can put it on your, basically where you have it, but it has to be open, or you have to set it back. And then in terms of just background, that cul-de-sac street, that was the Pinnacle Estates, Plat A and B. Both of those designated it as a through street, and then that was 2003. 14 years later, we have the Sienna subdivision, which is the Westra subdivision, and the Mountain Ridge, which is right next door to you, which when they developed it, decided to have different circulation pattern. Probably they wanted to save a lot for not having to connect that road through. So it left it as a temporary turnaround from, and just stays there. In the city's position, we're not, when I reviewed this, it's, the code was not really meant to stop a fence in this situation, from my understanding of the city's intent. It's more meant for corner lots or double-fronted lots. The Westra's lot is double-fronted in a strange way where it's backing onto a cul-de-sac, where normally that's just not how most lots in Highland are. This does seem more of a unique circumstance. It is somewhat a matter of preference, but also a matter of where the city's code was not intended, in my opinion, to apply in the way it is applying to the Westras. So if this, we don't really oppose it. If you decide it's appropriate, we'd be supportive of that.
Okay. Thank you. So under the city ordinance, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public that's visiting that would like to speak on this matter? All we have are shy people. Any other comments you'd like to add, Mr. and Mrs. Westrum?
No, I don't think so.
No.
All right, well, this will be the world's shortest public hearing. I appreciate the quality of the written materials based on them and the support provided for the essential findings. I'm granting the variance and will prepare a written decision to that effect.
Thank you very, very much.
And that concludes our business today.
Great. Thanks.
I will prepare a written decision within a week or so.
Thank